What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be Jumanji for tips.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. What is going on, Philadelphia? Joe Torti here with you, 97.5, The Fanatic. The calm before the storm, or so we thought, with the Super Bowl. And then the NBA comes over the top, off the top rope with a flying elbow. We've got a lot to catch up on. We don't have a lot of time. I'm with you until Flyers-Bruins. Then we'll reconnect briefly before Sixers-Warriors. It's going to be a pretty good day here on 97.5, The Fanatic. Hope that you and yours are having just the best of all possible days. Hope that you're staying warm. If you were somebody who had to work outside today, just know that I was thinking about you. I feel for you. And I hope that everything warms up quickly for you and not have to worry about getting your nose frozen off or your lips sealed together or anything else. I was thinking about you today. Another thing that I was thinking about, we were talking about it yesterday and the day before and the day before, the sinking feeling that I have that you need to make sure that whatever team gets involved in the Anthony Davis sweepstakes, that New York is not that team. You need to make sure that the New York Knicks are not a team that has any kind of shot at landing Anthony Davis in any kind of trade. And people said, what do you mean talking about the New York Knicks? They would have to trade Porzingis in order to make that happen. Well, that ended up coming to fruition today. New York has agreed with Dallas on a trade. This is according to Adrian Wojnarowski. You probably saw it a little bit earlier today, but if you didn't, this is the move. New York has agreed with Dallas on a trade that includes Kristaps Porzingis, Courtney Lee, Tim Hardaway Jr. for Wesley Matthews, Dennis Smith Jr. and DeAndre Jordan. League sources tell ESPN. Players and agents are being notified of particulars. Deal may include more draft assets. So it ended up being the Knicks getting Dennis Smith Jr., DeAndre Jordan, Wesley Matthews, and future first-round draft compensation from the Mavericks. Courtney Lee, Tim Hardaway Jr., Trey Burke are headed to Dallas as they look to create cap space for free agency this summer. So the intention of Kristaps Porzingis, this is according to Sham Sharania, is saying that he wants to sign the qualifying offer in restricted free agency this summer, so that's not going to be a battle. He does have to figure out what his future is going to be. That's according to Woj. So Porzingis heads out west. And the question becomes, is New York now out of the running in the Anthony Davis sweepstakes? Have they picked up additional trade chips? I would argue that they have. I would argue that they've picked up a little bit more flexibility and a little bit more certainty, because I don't know how much Kristaps Porzingis would have been worth in a trade for Anthony Davis with his recovery from the ACL injury and everything else. There's just a lot of question marks with respect to Porzingis. Now fewer question marks. Dennis Smith Jr. is looking like a player. Got an additional future first-round pick that you can incorporate into the mix. Some other useful pieces for New York as well. This thing has not given me any more comfort. I haven't felt better since hearing the news and breaking that down and trying to figure out what it could potentially mean for Anthony Davis. So I'll still be keeping an eye on that. But people were reaching out to me and saying, Joe, this is a situation where now the Knicks seem to be out of it. And I said, well, you know, with a future first-round pick and Wesley Matthews and Dennis Smith Jr., you've still got pieces if you were trying to make a trade with New Orleans in order to land a guy like that. I don't think that Porzingis heading the other way is the be-all, end-all in terms of the Knicks draft capital. So I'll be paying close attention to that. On Twitter, by the way, if you want to interact with the show, it's at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. It's going to be a quick-moving show today, so let's get it out there right away to start things. First things first, we were talking about the officiating and the overtime rules yesterday. Appreciated everybody who weighed in on that conversation. Simple question. Do you anticipate that there's going to be some kind of controversy in the Super Bowl that kind of decides things, or do you think that the league will not allow this to occur? What do I mean by that? Well, I think that there has been such a public outcry over the course of every single playoff round this year. And if you look at the games, you look at the rounds, at least once, every single time, there has been some kind of controversy. There's been some kind of issue where a bad call or a missed call or something like that has decided or at least gone a long way towards deciding the outcome of a game. Right or wrong, that's what the perception has been for the NFL. It makes you wonder if in the meetings ahead of the games and everything else, there's going to be a conversation where it's like, guys, you've got the Rams and the Patriots. It's a Super Bowl rematch. This is kind of the win that launched the Patriots dynasty back in the day. There's going to be a lot of good storylines here. Tom Brady going against Jared Goff. You've got the wily veteran against the young gun. All kinds of good stuff going on. Do not, under any circumstances, make this about anything less than the players. If you're sure about a flag, throw it. Pay attention to everything. Don't miss anything. I anticipate that even more than usual, this could be an area of focus for the officiating crew for the Super Bowl. I'll be watching that. I'm curious to think if you think that the officials are going to get any kind of talking to or any kind of guidance suggesting that they should do their part to try to stay out as much as they can. Your phone number to join the conversation is 610-632-0975. More stuff to get to as well. It is the Joe Torty Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Here's a lob to Jimmy, and he puts it in. Ben Simmons up top, and Jimmy Butler with a throwdown.
Sixers, Warriors, tonight at 10:30 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey guys, it's Bob Cooney, and the stage is set. New England versus LA, winner takes all. And even if your team isn't in the big game on Sunday, you can still get a big win. That's because FanDuel Sportsbook is offering new users 53-1 odds on either team to win the big game. That's right, 53-1 odds on either team when you sign up. That means you could win $265 with a max bet of just $5. And as you know, and I know too, with these two teams, anything could happen. But I've said it all last week and I'm sticking to it. I'm thinking Tom Brady in New England to win it all this year, but Goff in LA will put up a good fight. Don't forget, you can get 53-1 odds on either team to win when you place a $5 moneyline bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. It's so easy. Just go to FanDuel.com/NJ and use promo code Bob to get your exclusive odds. That's FanDuel.com/NJ and my code Bob. Offer applies to first online wager only. Pre-game moneyline bets only. $5 max bet. Winnings issued as site credit. 21 plus and present in New Jersey. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text JUDGE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text JUDGE to 321321. That's JUDGE to 321321.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs. So the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price. $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers including BC147263 available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
Get ready. It's that time of the year. Friday, February 1st will be Double Vision's annual Big Game Legs and Eggs celebration. Starting at 9, all entertainers will be dancing on two stages while you enjoy a breakfast buffet including eggs and, of course, wings in a bowl. Play pool with your favorite entertainer in our hideout room or relax in our VIP lounge. There's a reason why Double Vision's was voted the number one club in the Northeast. This Friday, it's Legs and Eggs starting at 9 a.m. only at Double Vision's on Easton Road in Horsham. This Friday, it's Legs and Eggs starting at 9 a.m. only at Double Visions on Easton Road in Horsham.
Crest is changing the way we care for our gums, and that's worth singing about.
Crest Gum Detoxify, deep clean toothpaste. Yeah, yeah. Crest Gum Detoxify, for healthy gums, use it every day. Ooh, yeah. Crest Gum Detoxify, early gum damage reversed, neutralized bacteria, even below the gum line, yeah, it works.
Crest, healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Get 20% off select rings at Benari Jewelers Diamond Engagement Ring Event. Now through February 13th, visit Benari Jewelers in Exton or Newtown Square.
Let's go!
For Zetta and Trey in the morning, listen. Listen. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. Taking you up until Flyers hockey, Flyers Bruins. We'll reconnect, and then I'll hand it off for Sixers Warriors. Let's start off with the Super Bowl. Now, I've had a good tweet to start off the conversation before we get to the phones. Harry Hustle says, I think this referee controversy is helping the NFL. Has championship week ever been talked about this much? Usually it's dead until Super Bowl weekend, but this year it's been nonstop NFL talk. I got to tell you, I'm thinking to myself, self, it makes a lot of sense that, you know, you see the league trying to expand and everything else like that in terms of spreading events out, trying to be big time all around the calendar year. But man, oh man. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not saying that this is on purpose, but I'm saying it is for a little fortunate, right, that the NFL's really been throughout this bye week, which is typically the dead period. It's still been on the forefront of a lot of people's minds and consciousness. Literally, it's making its way onto like assembly room floors and things like that in Louisiana. So absolutely 100% getting involved. Now, it makes me wonder if the Super Bowl is going to be controversy-free, or if there's going to be another potential deciding thing that happens over the course of the game. Let's get to the phones right now with Bryant in Philly. What's going on, Bryant?
Hey, how's your night going so far?
Doing okay. How are you?
Been pretty good. Trying to stay out the cold.
My area.
So about this Super Bowl, I really do hope that the officiating get it right. Just the way they started to get things right last year with the Eagles. Because, mm-hmm. You know, with the Zach Ertz catch, that may not have been a catch earlier in the season, but enough people said it and they fixed it.
Sure.
Same thing with the Kelmick catch. And that was a tricky one too. I just hope that whatever they do, that they be consistent with what they call, the flag that they call.
You mean like sticking with it, or do you mean just that the whole game's called the same way? What do you mean by that?
Exactly. The whole game is called the same way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
As far as I think the Patriots going to win this game, I had the score of 31-24.
Okay.
And it's just something about Brady. And I don't want to base it just off how he, the way he acted when he won that championship game, as if like he never been there, as if he really wanted it. And how does a man that's been in the league so long, been to so many, won so many championship games, act like that?
But yeah, Brian, it's so funny that you bring that up, because I was just having, thanks for the phone call, I was just having that conversation with somebody yesterday, and I just said, just offhand, not in, this wasn't the central part of the question, just offhand, I said, I love Tom Brady. I said, what do you mean you love Tom Brady? What are you talking about? And I realized that there's probably no guy that you could make equal arguments for being incredibly likable in terms of a player, his competitive fire, his ability to win, and everything else. And then, of course, the other parts of, you know, the supermodel wife and all of the controversy surrounding the Patriots and Spygate and Deflategate and this gate and that gate. I mean, I there's totally arguments to be made both ways. But I watched what you watched, Brian. I watched him get off the field in the AFC Championship game, just euphoric that he was heading to the Super Bowl, like he hasn't already done this a million times. Like him or hate him, there's something endearing about that, man. There's no question. I mean, you think about how every game, every second of every game meant something to Allen Iverson, and that endeared him to us as a fan base. I mean, Tom Brady's got some of that in him as well. There's no doubt. 610-632-0975. Elbow Shaferi weighs in. Way to double down on being off base regarding the Knicks, Joe. I suppose they could turn Zion into the brow if they hit the lottery. 14% chance. You think that's their plan, though? I don't know if anybody plans on hitting the lottery. That's not what I'm saying. But I think that when you look at it, they're not in much worse shape after the trade as opposed to before. So if I thought that they were going to be players for Anthony Davis before the trade, I don't think that things have gotten that much worse for them in terms of their draft coffers and things like that and their potential trade chips. That's all it is. And like I said, I don't think that it's the likely scenario. I've never said that it's the likely scenario. I've always said that that was a nightmare set up for the Sixers. And it's something that we need to keep an eye on, because if that happens, that's really, really bad. It's worse than Boston getting Anthony Davis. Let's go to Nick in Jersey next on The Fanatic. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. What's up?
How you doing?
Hey, to answer your question, I do think there's going to be controversy. Not saying that there's going to be actual controversy, speaking from a third-party point of view, but I believe that because both sides, in a way, have been part of a penalty controversy, so to speak, I believe the other side, say, won't accept the result if it's by a penalty. So if the Rams get a good call, the Patriots will compare the pass interference call. Oh, they don't belong there. That's even a call.
Mm-hmm.
The refs are on the Rams' side. And if the Patriots get a call, we all know, like, you know, all... You know, Tom Brady always gets protected by the refs. And I just think that both sides have been part of a controversial call that either side will compare it to that.
But you don't think then that the league has given instructions to the referees, either like a let them play mandate or something like that? You don't think anything like that's happened?
I don't really think so. I'm not sure. Did they release? Do you know if they released which crew is doing it yet?
I'm sure that they have, but I didn't do my homework for this, so I don't have it up in front of me. I'll try to find out right now.
Yeah, but I'm sure it was definitely, especially how the someone else said how it was just crazy how it's been. I've been seeing like the same call, the same penalty on TV all week long, and it's just crazy how they just keep mentioning it. So I really think it is an elephant in the room. I think they really are talking about it, and I just hope that it doesn't come down to that where it messes up the other team.
Well, and that's the problem, Nick. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. And that's, I think it took away some of the luster from an awesome championship weekend that featured two overtime games. You know, it never happened before. Okay, here I am, late with my homework to the party. John Perry will lead the seven-man crew when the Rams take on the Patriots on Sunday. It's the third time he's officiated a Super Bowl. He'll be joined by Jeff Bergman, Steve Zimmer, Terrence Miles, all of whom have appeared in a Super Bowl before, and two newbies, umpire Fred Bryan, down judge Edgar Camp, and side judge Eugene Hall. Interesting. I mean, if you know officiating, that tells you that there are going to be some inexperienced officials in some big spots. So we'll see. We'll have to see if that ends up being a factor. I've said before, I don't think that the officials are bad. That's not the case. But there has been a lot of turnover this year. You look at all of the head referees leaving for these cushy broadcasting jobs, trying to fill in guys who have never led a crew before and filling in behind them. I knew that there were going to be growing pains this year. I expected, though, that some of those would be worked out by the time you made it to, say, the NFC Championship game. But you're seeing that hit on Tommy Lee Lewis just over and over and over again. And it's unfortunate. Or is it? I mean, it's been a conversation piece for the NFL all week leading up to the Super Bowl. And before, there was a legitimate conversation. I saw Amy Trask talking about this when she was leading the Raiders, was saying that there used to be, and you'll remember this if you watched, there used to be, you know, 1 week between the championship games and the Super Bowl, and that's just a lot logistically for the NFL to get together. And that's why they have the extra week in there in between. It's not just for the Pro Bowl, it's for getting ready for the Super Bowl. There was talk about, you know, come on, this is dragging on, it's taking forever, let's just get back to it. Well, now, no one's been bored during this week. There's been plenty of stuff to talk about. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Do you anticipate that all of the bad flags, no calls, everything like that, out of the system? Something like that going to rear its ugly head in the Super Bowl? And if it does, is that going to necessitate some kind of change in the way that either referees are trained, games are called, whatever it is something going to have to change if that's the case? Let's go to Anthony in West Philly next on the Fanatic. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing real good, man. Good. You know, I got a chance to tune in, and I was listening to, you know, you asked the question, What do I think is going to happen for the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. They're going to favor Tom Brady.
What makes you say that?
It's almost 20 years of seeing it.
Well, I mean, so I got to ask you this. How come they favor the Patriots, and yet the Patriots are the team that gets caught up in every single witch hunt that ever happens in the NFL?
I don't know. I mean, you looked at the championship round between Kansas City and Tom Brady, And I'm still looking for that phantom call that was roughing the passer.
Yeah, that was
I'm
bad.
I'm looking for that.
That was one of the worst ones. That was really bad. Yep, I'm with you.
Come on. I mean, you already know we're going to win the Super Bowl.
Hold on. You're saying that the Patriots won that game because of that rough and the passer call?
Yeah. Look how far they advanced the ball down the field.
Well, look, I'm not saying that it wasn't a big call. I'm saying that the Chiefs had other opportunities to overcome that, and they didn't.
True, they had other opportunities, but right there at that precise moment, they had the momentum, and they never got the momentum back.
I see. So you think that something like that's going to happen in the Super Bowl. And so I would take it then, Anthony, that you don't think that anything would change after that, because that's just status quo if Tom Brady gets all the calls.
Status quo. We've been seeing it for almost 20 years.
Well, Anthony, I hope that you're wrong. Thanks for the phone call. I don't necessarily agree with that 100%. I do agree that Tom Brady does get some preferential treatment, but I don't argue that he gets more than a lot of other people. Aaron Rodgers talks into calls. Who else? Peyton Manning was famous for talking into calls. Peyton Manning was more of a guy talking to the referees than Tom Brady ever was. I mean, you see Drew Brees, you see Russell Wilson, you see a lot of guys doing it. So it's not like it's unheard of or exclusively a Tom Brady specific thing. But if there's some kind of controversial roughing the passer penalty or something like that, then 100% absolutely this conversation's going to pop back up. You know, already, and by the way, I don't think that there was any kind of conspiracy in the Rams-Saints game. I just think that it was a blown call. But people notice, they're like, oh, well, look, you've got a new team in Los Angeles. It's the number two media market. You want a lot of eyeballs there, as if people from Los Angeles have this affinity for the Rams anyway, who were in St. Louis until 25 minutes ago. And it's three Bay Area or Southern California area officials who were in the game, missing the calls, blah, 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 including Bill Vinovich, who was the head of it. Yeah. But then that's the storyline that they want to promote. Wouldn't it make sense, legitimately here, I'm asking you to put all of your biases against Tom Brady aside just for a moment. If the NFL were to assure an outcome in the Super Bowl, when it's already pretty much established that Tom Brady is the best quarterback, the greatest quarterback, however you want to put it, of all time, wouldn't it make sense, knowing that he's closer to the end of his career than the beginning, if the NFL had a stake in games, to start ensuring some kind of passing of the torch, to bring in somebody new to be the next one to take up the mantle of the next great quarterback. And I'm not saying that it's Jared Goff necessarily, but I'm saying from a storyline perspective, at least that makes more sense than old man Brady and Belichick do it again. When you don't know how much longer Brady's going to play, you don't know how much longer Bill Belichick's going to coach. I mean, at some level, you know that he likes it, but what's left to achieve for either of those guys? And when you look at it through that lens, if the league is trying to ensure something, why would it not try to ensure a Los Angeles victory and have Jared Goff be a starring figure in that so you can say, yep, passing of the torch game. Tom Brady gives it up to Jared Goff. One California guy to another. I mean, it makes a lot of sense that people would do that. I just don't think so. For whatever reason, I think about the Super Bowl last year and how cleanly officiated it was and how little controversy there was. The referees didn't involve themselves in the game, and it ended up being one of the most entertaining Super Bowls, unless you like defense, of all time. And based on what I saw with Chiefs-Rams, based on what I saw with some of the other games this year that were thought of as phenomena for the NFL, I can't anticipate that the NFL would run the risk of having this game be tainted, marred, or controversial in any way because of the officials. I really don't. I believe that the officials likely have some kind of mandate or some kind of, even not even a mandate, just a nudge from their bosses saying, hey, maybe this is one where you let them play a little bit. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. Final segment coming up before Flyers Bruins right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Here's Van Riemsdyk going to the net. Gives it up. Back in front. They score!
Flyers Bruins tonight at 7 on your home for Flyers hockey, 97.5 The Fanatic.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My Charmin clean booty is a thing of beauty. So nice, so fresh, so cutie. My booty. A new Charmin glossy got me feeling flossy. Cheeks so pretty from the nitty to the gritty. Charmin clean booty is a thing of beauty.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/men. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/men. That's 4hims.com/men for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/men.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
Stop by any of Big Head's locations in Richboro, Warminster Square, Holland, Willow Grove, Bensalem, or Hatboro on Sunday, February 3rd for the big game. Enjoy 250 Yuengling lager drafts and bottles, and come see their newly renovated bar at their Big Head's Holland location. Stop in Saturday, February 2nd at Big Head's in Bensalem for the Buddy Bowl Ultimate Bar Olympics. That starts at noon, and enjoy 250 Yuengling lager drafts and bottles. Visit them at BigHeadsBar.com.
While everyone else is looking for more, the minimally invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics is focused on less. Less pain, smaller incisions, and fewer complications. Less fear, shorter hospital stays, and a faster return to function. They use robotics, minimally invasive techniques, and patient-specific pain protocols to minimize pain and downtime. Their surgeons specialize in spine surgery and are committed to helping you spend more time living your life. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. Rothmanspine.com.
Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Family-owned since 1883. J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville has provided an outstanding ownership experience for over 135 years. A proud recipient of the 2017 President's Award and located just 1 mile north of the Montgomery Mall on Route 309. Visit jlfriedhonda.com, where value meets personal service.
J.L. Fried Honda Montgomeryville. Simply exceptional.
Crest is changing the way we care for our gums, and that's worth singing about.
Crest Gum Detoxify, deep clean toothpaste.
Yeah, yeah.
Crest Gum Detoxify, for healthy gums, use it every day.
Okay.
Crest Gum Detoxify, early gum damage reversed, neutralized bacteria, even below the gum line, yeah, it works.
Crest, healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
This is Brian Westbrook, and it's game day, and that means two things, football and betting on football. And the place to handle all your bets is William Hill, America's number one sports book with over 80 years of sports betting experience. And now they're taking bets in New Jersey. William Hill is the app I use for all my sports betting needs. Bet now on the app or at WilliamHill.com, America's number one sports book. The world bets with William Hill. Must be 21 or over, must be physically present in New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $150 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 2219, see associate for details.
Alexa in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Alexa in the kitchen.
Count me in.
Alexa in the living room.
Excellent choice.
Alexa in the office.
Let's get started.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti, 97.5 The Fanatic. Taking you up until Flyers Bruins. Flyers, don't look now. In the middle of a little bit of a streak here. Things are coming together. Unfortunate, though, I was watching the highlight package of because I was listening to the game, and then I caught up the highlight package later. On Oscar Lindblom's goal. Such a good call of the goal, and except at the very last second, the announcer said that the Rangers had a 1-0 lead. I said, oh, that could have been demo material for you. You missed out on the chance. It's just not true. Okay, this would be the sixth straight win for the Philadelphia Flyers. They're facing Tuukka Rask, who's going to be returning from a concussion. He's going to try to become the all-time leader. That's remarkable. All-time leader in wins by a goalie, Tuukka Rask, when he comes back from the injury. He'll try to break a tie with Tiny Thompson for the Bruins. That can't be a real person. Really? When did Tiny Thompson play? Ah, that shows my ignorance. He was born in 1903. I should have known. I should have known Tiny. Was he actually Tiny? 5'10", 160 pounds, pretty small for a goalie. Players to watch, Sean Couturier, 11 points in his last eight games for the Flyers, 4 goals, 7 assists. James Van Riemsdyk has been heating up as well. Brad Marchand, what else is new? 3 goals and 6 assists during a 5-game point streak. Pretty remarkable that the Flyers have been able to put this streak together. If you take a look at the standings, though, the problem is that they're going for their sixth win in a row, and there's still a lot of room to climb. They're currently, well, they've got 48 points, and Columbus has slid down to the second wild card at 59 points, with Pittsburgh winning. So there's still some significant ground to make up in terms of the playoffs. The problem is if the Flyers keep playing well, they're going to find themselves in no man's land where they're not in lose for Hughes territory, they're not in the playoff picture, and they're in purgatory. It's not good. Those are the kind of things that, you know, get the process started, actually. Okay. Dallas is sending, and this is all a part of the Porzingis trade, sending New York a 2021 unprotected first-round pick and a 2023 top 10 protected first-round pick in the deal. It just shows how short-sighted I am. My 2023, that might never get here. And it's, you know, 4 years away, but here we are. That's what we're looking at with that trade. West P tweets in with a good point. You do realize that non-call was just letting them play. The reality is they always pocket the flags on Super Bowl Sunday. Well, wasn't that one just a miss? I mean, if we're talking about letting them play, right, you're talking about potentially illegal contact, not being called as tightly, being a little bit more forgiving, perhaps, on defensive holding and all that other kind of stuff. I mean, pass interference is usually pretty open and shut. You know, letting them play is not really, you know, letting a guy get laid out. I mean, pass interference, part of it was set up in order to protect the offensive team from having to just, like, have a drive go awry. But it's also to protect a player. Like, if you're looking up at the ball and you just get leveled, it's not a safe play. There was nothing legit about that play. I mean, if you want to talk about either calling ticky-tack fouls or not, throwing flags in situations where it could go either way, that's one thing. But just a full-on blatant miss of a missile tackle on a guy where the ball wasn't even close as he was looking to try to find it, hard for me to say that I was just letting them play. 610-632-0975. Raises an interesting point, though. I'm curious to see about Super Bowl penalty counts. Now, in the Super Bowl last year was fairly, and like I said, not perfect, fairly clean. Right, the Eagles got penalized 6 times for 35 yards. That's not game-breaking. And the Patriots got penalized once for 5 yards. So, not game-breaking. Either way, it wasn't a poorly officiated nor poorly played game. But, I mean, you look at it, and the Patriots didn't have very many penalties called on them through the course of the playoffs last year, and that culminates in one flag for them. In the Super Bowl, conspiracy theorists might have a point there over a small sample size. But that's what we're looking at in recent history. That's the smallest of all sample sizes. I'd have to go back and look over the last, you know, 10 years or something like that to see what it would actually be. But I don't know. Pedro Alvelo tweets in. I'm sorry if I butchered that. I'm sorry. Lest we forget the absolute pouting fit Brady had after the Super Bowl last year when he wouldn't shake Nick's hand. Every bad trait Brady possesses gets overlooked by the organization's success. Give his faults equal airtime. Don't just sing his praises. Well, I think I did. I think what I said was that, you know, he is truly a polarizing player in that there are just as many reasons to flat out hate Tom Brady as there are to be in love with everything that the guy does. I mean, I think that there's certainly grounds, merited grounds on both sides for that. I think that there's a lot of reason when you look at his competitiveness, his ability to lead men, his ability to motivate, all that kind of stuff, versus, you know, the Uggs, the not shaking Nick Foles' hand after the Super Bowl, all that kind of stuff. And Pedro also tweets in, thought project. If Wentz, or anyone, wins as much as Brady has, do you think he becomes as polarizing, or does Brady's personality have anything to do with it? I don't believe that Brady's personality has anything to do with it. I think that any time, you look at how Duke basketball conducts themselves, you look at how Roger Federer conducts himself, you look at how the Golden State Warriors conduct themselves, Alabama football. You're talking about completely different personalities and ways that these guys handle success, ways that they handle failure, ways that they handle themselves. You know, Serena Williams is another example. Anytime that you get to that level of greatness, by default, you will become polarizing because there are so many people that are just going to latch on to whatever the greatest thing is, whoever's the best player, whoever's the best team. And then there are people that will always root for underdog stories. So by default, you know, you're the evil empire or whatever. the Yankees, you just go up and down the list. Anytime someone's the best and they're sustained as the best for a really long time, just naturally, polarization comes up. And you dig into things, right? That's the thing. We dig into the personality traits and things like that when we really don't like people. Think about when you were, you know, a fan, if you went to your college basketball games or whatever, you were sitting in the stands and, you know, the sixth man club or whatever is passing around sheets of this is this guy's girlfriend's name, this guy's dad's in jail, like things you would never know, things you would literally never have any reason to understand in society other than we're playing this team this week and we want to get in their head, we don't like them. It's the same thing. Like, okay, I think that people who remember, because he got married right around when he got drafted, people remember Lauren Tannehill, and they're like, wow, Lauren Tannehill's beautiful. Nobody really knows who Lauren Tannehill is because Ryan Tannehill stinks. Like, nobody's worried about that. You know exactly who Giselle is, in part because she's an international superstar. And the other part, from the NFL perspective, is that Tom Brady's wife is Giselle. I think success is what breeds it and what attracts polarization in terms of unnatural love and totally irrational hate. I'm glad to hear that I nailed the pronunciation, Pedro. That means a lot to me. Harry Hustle tweets in, Saints and their fans got misplaced anger. They make a huge deal out of the no call when really it's the letdown of last season that's still with them. First digs with the miracle, now the no call. They can't take it. Look, there are teams, life's not fair. There are teams that expect that they've done enough to be able to get to the pinnacle of their career. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm no Saints fan. But watching them, you know, week 8, 9, 10, as literally their backup quarterback is throwing passes to their starting quarterback, and Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram are taking turns rushing for 150 yards. And it'd be easy if I were a Saints fan to think, this is the year. This is the time that it's going to come together, and this is when it's going to happen. And then you look at the history over the last 2 years, you know, with Diggs catching the touchdown and the whatever, Minneapolis Miracle or whatever they're calling it, and then the situation this year where it looked as though they were going to win the game had they gotten that call. I get that it's you know, maybe short-sighted to just be like, oh, I'm so mad about this year, when really it could be a build-up for the last couple of years. But I also empathize with teams because the Eagles were there so often in the early 2000s and everything else, where you so clearly had one of the two or three or four best teams in the NFL and just couldn't get over the hump. And in reality, especially after Wentz got hurt last year, we kind of got taken by surprise by the Eagles. And that's what it took. So that was kind of some interesting poetic justice there. But we'll have to see what the next Super Bowl will look like for the Eagles. All right, that's going to just about wrap things up for the early portion of the show. But never fear, we've got Flyers hockey, so we'll take a little breather. And then we will head to a brief interlude where you and I will hang out for 20 minutes. And then I'll hand you over to Sixers Warriors. Thank you very much to Tyler Goldberg, who did a great job producing today. I'm Joe Torti. Stick around, because coming your way right now, the Flyers go for 6 in a row against the Boston Bruins. That is coming your way next, so keep it locked right here. By the way, 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risqué, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with 3 locations, Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philly. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. Joe Torti Show, saying so long for now on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.